Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 16 again this morning with verses 20 through 24. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. In John 16, verses 20 through 24, Jesus comforts his disciples with profound words of hope and assurance. He speaks of a time when they will experience sorrow, but this sorrow will transform into joy, a joy like no other, comparable to a mother's joy after giving birth. Jesus emphasizes that their grief will turn to celebration, for he will return to them, bringing profound meaning to their lives. Once you surrender your life to Jesus as your Savior, this promise resonates deeply. The challenges and the questions that once seemed overwhelming begin to pale in comparison to the realization of his love and grace. In this intimate relationship with Christ, the burdens of doubt and fear start to dissipate. You may have questions about your circumstances, but as you cultivate your faith, those questions transform. You begin to recognize that God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are working all things for your good, guiding you with a divine purpose. Experiencing the joy of salvation shifts your perspective. Rather than questioning God in times of struggle, you begin to trust Him wholeheartedly. You find peace in His presence, knowing that even in uncertainty, He has a plan for your future. This trust becomes an anchor, illuminating path ahead despite life's unexpected storms. Ultimately, the gift of eternal life permeates every moment with meaning and significance. As you embrace this reality, joy abounds, and your heart overflows with gratitude. You realize that the trials of this world are temporary, overshadowed by the eternal joy promised to those who believe. In surrendering to Jesus, you discover the fullness of life, filling your heart with an everlasting joy that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from John 16. It's verses 20 through 24. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, That Day You Will Not Question Me About Anything. That's Jesus, amen. In sorrow's shadow, hearts may ache, yet joy will rise for love's own sake. A mother's pain gives way to grace, as hope and light take sorrow's place. The promise made, though trials come, In darkness he will lead us home, for every tear and every sigh will bloom in joy beneath the sky. When questions linger, doubts may roam, in faith we find our truest home. Through him we see a brighter way, in holy trust our hearts now lay. So lift your eyes, rejoice and sing, for in his love our souls take wing. Eternal life, a gift so true, in Christ we find our every new. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's May 30th, 2025. I'm recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 24 hours later at the crack of dawn, up with the angels as we always are, and guiding us to everlasting joy in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. We do go through trials and tribulations. We all will encounter them. And when we encounter them, we can turn to the Lord for the peace that surpasses all understanding. It truly does pass all understanding. And once you understand that you will never understand everything, but you will be able to find a peace that resonates in a soul of grace. That's yours when you say yes to Jesus. Amen. Today we're still praying for our good friend John Thorpe as he continues his radiation treatment, and our other friends across the world and our foes as well as our families, as we continue to pray for those who need our prayers most, those who've asked us to pray for them, and those that we said that we would pray for. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you as we close at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.